Earlier this week, the Federal Court of Appeals for the Fifth Circuit ruled that law enforcement does not need a warrant to engage in surveillance of people's historical cell phone location information. The court said that such data is the business records of cell phone companies, and by voluntarily giving that information to a third party, customers no longer have a reasonable expectation of privacy. Catherine Crump is the staff attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project.
Carried to its logical extreme, it means you don't have any privacy interest in the records your cell phone company keeps of where you go, but also potentially you don't have any privacy interest in your email if you use a Gmail account where your email is stored by a third-party company such as Google. So this is a really expansive and potentially privacy-eviscerating approach to take as digital technologies collect more and more information about all of us.
The court basically said that the use of cell phones is voluntary. No one is compelling anyone to use a cell phone, and therefore people have no right to privacy. That overlooks the fact that cell phone use is now ubiquitous.
Yes, the court's rather impractical solution to the question of what you should do if you don't want to be tracked appears to be just don't have a cell phone. But in this day and age, try getting a job or having a social life if you don't have a cell phone. We all have them, and the court shouldn't put us in a position of having to choose between essentially participating in modern life and preserving our privacy rights.
The court suggested then that there were two other remedies, either apply pressure to cell phone companies to preserve users' privacies or on the legislature to pass protections. Cell phone companies notoriously include a proviso that their terms of use agreement can change without notice. Is pressuring a cell phone company even a reasonable approach?
It's not reasonable. Cell phone companies may collect customers' money, but they haven't done a lot to protect the customers they depend on to make their living. It took years for us to even learn how long our cell phone companies are keeping track of where all of us go. And you might ask, what business is it of the cell phone company to maintain these records stretching back for years? Unfortunately, there are only a few major cell phone providers in the country, and the idea that there's a viable way to make them succumb to pressure and stop keeping these records is just unrealistic.
And what about the government approach? Are there any moves in Congress to actually protect this data, especially now with surveillance coming under increasing scrutiny?
Yes. Fortunately, there have been for a few years now movements to update our electronic privacy laws to make sure that the government has to get a warrant based on probable cause to access cell phone tracking records. Senator Leahy, for instance, has had a bill for a few years. And I actually think that the silver lining to a lot of the surveillance that's going on right now is things have finally gotten so bad and gone so far that people might actually finally be prepared to do something about it.
There are hearings in Congress on NSA surveillance, and in preparation for that, the Obama administration released information about cell phone data collection. In some respects, isn't the government undermining its own case against Edward Snowden by making this data public? Apparently, it's not a threat to national security if people know this.
Edward Snowden said that he wanted to start a public debate about what he saw as vast overreaching by the government surveillance establishments, and more he is achieving just that. It's been astonishing to watch the public sentiment start to change against the incredible national security establishment surveillance programs and to start to have what seems like the beginning of a real and meaningful debate about the extent to which the government can collect, store, and analyze information about all of us, regardless of whether we've done anything wrong. And so I'm hopeful that this momentum will continue and that our elected representatives will finally put some meaningful restrictions in place. I think for so long, so many people were really cowed and afraid to stand up for any civil rights in the face of government claims that the consequence would be to aid the terrorists. And I think that the civil liberties are what we should be fighting to preserve. And I think Snowden's disclosures have really helped highlight how far things have gone and that it's time for a course correction.
As for the case in the Fifth Circuit, will this ruling apply outside the Fifth Circuit? Can it be appealed to the Supreme Court, or will it have to wait for an adverse decision in another court to take the next step?
The good news is that this case only applies in the Fifth Circuit. So for people who live in New York, this decision isn't going to apply here. This case can't be appealed any further absent something really extraordinary happening. The government was the only official party in the case, and it won. So generally under those circumstances, you can't appeal. But the issue of the circumstances under which Americans can be tracked through their cell phones is one that's percolating in courts all across the country. It's extremely important, and I think sooner or later the Supreme Court is going to have to take it on and resolve it.
Catherine Crump is a staff attorney with the ACLU's Speech, Privacy, and Technology Project.